Good morning. I'm back in Berlin, and this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, April 13th, 2018. And since yesterday, for the first time in Berlin briefing history, we missed publishing an episode on a regular day, we are celebrating Blame Someone Else Day, which has been observed on the first Friday the 13th of the year since 1982. The overall number of crimes has fallen at the crime centers in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. However, the developments at the Raw site at Warschauer Brücke, Gorlitzer Park, and Kottbusser Tor are very different. While the number of thefts has fallen by almost a third at all three locations, the situation with violent acts and drugs has developed inconsistently. The number of acts of violence on the Warschauer Brücke has fallen by 2% to 654. At Gorlitzer Park, there was only a slight decline, and at Kottbusser Tor, a 16% decline. And drug-related incidents have even increased in two locations, which might be related to police reducing their presence at Gorlitzer Park and increasing it at Kottbusser Tor. There are also time differences. At Warschauer Brücke, most crimes are committed on weekends from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. The high crime hours at Kottbusser Tor starts around 4 p.m. and only lasts until about midnight. And the core times for crimes in Gorlitzer Park is on weekends from 5 to 9 p.m. and from 1 to 3 a.m. A particularly powerful charging station for electric buses is currently being tested on the research campus in Schöneberg. It has an output of 150 kilowatts, and buses can be recharged for a longer journey within a few minutes. The Siemens charging system will be integrated into an energy management system, said Manfred Fug, head of the manufacturer's mobility division, at the presentation of the project yesterday. The aim is to create a large, automatically controlled power grid. E-buses and other electric cars are to serve as power storage units. The idea? When electricity is overproduced by wind and sun, the vehicles are charged. However, if power is needed in the grid, the battery can release energy again. An e-bus of the BVLG, which is on the 204 line, will also take part in the test series on campus. The radical left-wing demonstration on the evening of May 1st in Berlin-Kreuzberg is targeting the properly organized festival in Gorlitzer Park. The organizers criticized on Thursday that the district, quote, had a party for yuppies organized by a private event organizer. A spokesman for the organizers said that they would address the issue and see what the situation has to offer at Gorlitzer Park. It's been reported that the route of the so-called revolutionary May 1st demonstration will also lead past the planned Google campus near the park on Olauerstrasse, as the rally wants to go to places of repression. The organizers do not want to announce the complete route until shortly before May 1st. The asparagus season officially began in Bielitz yesterday. It was opened by Agriculture Minister Jörg Vogelsanger of the SPD and the current asparagus queen, Lara Luisa Kramer. The season traditionally lasts until St. John's Day on the 24th of June. Due to this year's cool weather, farmers started harvesting asparagus later than usual, but with the current heat, asparagus growth is mushrooming. In Brandenburg, almost 100 farms grow asparagus on almost 4,900 hectares. This puts the state in second place nationwide after Lower Saxony, with around 6,200 hectares under cultivation. For years, asparagus has been grown almost exclusively under foil. This increases harvest amount and time. However, nature conservationists criticize the use of foil, as it creates a monoculture and damage to biodiversity. Under the foil, insects, which are the food basis for many bird species, have no chance of survival. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.